everyone. This is Sharon Jeffers, your host today, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to the Mystic Oracle Show, which is in fact named after the oracle that I speak about here each week, the Mystic Science of the Cards. So if this is your first time listening, you might want to go to my website, starofthemagi.com, and see what this is all about. You can also look up your birthday card there and discover what your personal card is if you don't know. Often people think I'm speaking of the tarot, and I'm not. So we're talking about the regular deck of cards here. I am having open lines today, and you're welcome to call in with your questions, or you can email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net, and I will do my best to keep my eye on that while I'm talking to you. I have open lines for questions, and if you call in with a question, please tell me your month and day of your birthday, and if it's a time-related question, then I want to know your age. If it's a relationship compatibility question, then I need the birth dates of both people, just month and day. I want to make an announcement while I'm thinking about it. I'm going to be on a web TV show Friday the 21st, and it's called The Naked Salon, and it's on gotwebtv.com, gotwebtv.com. I'm actually going to put a link to this on my website later today. And we're going to have call-ins on that show. It'll be really great. I am a salon regular on that show, so I've been on there before, and you'll be able to call in from anywhere in the world and ask questions, have short readings, and it's just like a Christmas gift to everybody that we're doing this show. So again, it's called The Naked Salon, and it's on GotTV, gotwebtv.com. That's a mouthful for me. And it's next Friday the 21st at 11 a.m., Pacific Standard Time. So on the West Coast, it's at 11, and you guys get to figure out what that means for you. I know they do, and it is on the Internet, right? So they also archive the program so that you can watch them later. But I'm really excited about it because I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And then for those of you that aren't familiar with the system, you can see how I actually read it because I'm reading actual charts. I'm not laying cards out. I'm looking at charts that are based in time. So this is an ancient science, and for those of you who don't know, the card deck was originally a calendar. One of the things that, you know, in addition to this science, this oracle revealing the intention of time, it also reveals who we are and where we are in time and what the influences are that are working with us as we move through our lives. And it's just loaded with secrets about all of those things, who we are, where we are, what's going on, why it's happening, what the potential is. And it also shows us who we are relative to other people and what our relationships are about, which is something that I really want to speak about today, and probably because, you know, I'm just finishing up my book on relationships. And remember that you can call in, okay? So I want to start by talking about the four suits, because I see them as wisdom keepers. And that's one of the ways I see them. I see them as many things. But one of the ways I see the four suits of the deck, the hearts, the clubs, the diamonds, and the spades, is as the wisdom keepers. And they have a specific order. That order is hearts, then clubs, then diamonds, then spades. And each of the suits, as many of you know, represents aspects of life and living. The hearts represent love and emotion, people, children, childhood, youth, relationships, family, home, art, beauty. And I believe that they represent the beginning of human existence. And they teach us about love and compassion and understanding and forgiveness and acceptance. I was with one of my students yesterday, and you know, she was saying to me, some of these cards, when I read them, I just know. And then other cards, I get to that card and I realize, oh, I don't know much about that card. And I said, and why is that? Why do you know about the other ones? And she said, because I know those people. And I said, that's right. We embody these energies. We completely embody and express them. And if you learn about, I have a book on my website, and it's on Amazon and all over the place, and it's called Cards of Destiny, and it's a birthday book and daily divination guide, and I have the delineations in the front about the birthdays, and when you, for each birthday of the year, and when you read about, when you start watch, you know, observing and learning about the system, and you see that, oh my gosh, there is a similarity in the hearts, in the heart people and how they live and what, you know, they love and how they perceive things and process things. And the same with the club people and the diamond people and the spade people. And it, you know, in a way it's a little freaky sometimes because I can look at people a lot of times and know what card they are. And it's by their mannerisms and, you know, the way they speak and how they move. It's fascinating. And so there's a whole world here that opens up for us to see ourselves and each other. And in relationship, because that's what we do here on this planet, in this human existence, we're in relationship. We're in relationship with ourselves and each other and the intelligence that created this life and money and things. And, I mean, that's what this life is about. It's about being in relationship. And one of the things I love about this system is it gives me insights and clarity that I didn't have before regarding relationship. First of all, my relationship with myself, how I see myself, how I don't see myself, whatever the case may be, you know, and so many other things of why I love what I love and, you know, why I, some people will step into my field and all of a sudden I'm uncomfortable or I just want to hug them or, you know, and I get to look at all this and understand it from a place that leads me to embrace all of my experiences, all of them. So, you know, each of us, according to the suit that's governing us and all the cards in our life path, we process our life so uniquely. And each single card in the deck is like an entire creation, that we can explore. And we do explore to some degree or another as we move through time because most of us move around into all these different positions so that we're given opportunities to gain new understanding, to gain a new way of seeing things, to gain a new way of communicating, expressing who we are. And that's why I encourage people to learn about this, because it is very user-friendly and easy to learn. And it reveals so much to us in such simple, simple and important ways. Simple is the key word here in this sentence. I guess important would be an operative word there as well, because life is so rich, and it's a quick trip. Whether we're here for 100 years or 10, it's not very long. It's like the blink of an eye. So that's one of the reasons I do this radio show. And you know, when I first started doing this, I felt like a babbling idiot, you know? The first show I did, and I wouldn't listen to the archives, it's like, oh my God, it was such a strange feeling to just sit and be talking. I didn't know if anybody was even listening, and I didn't know what I was saying, and I was so nervous, and it was really funny experience, you know. But one of the reasons I wanted to do this is because I know it's part of my work and my life to make this information available to people. And that's why I wrote my book as well. So, back to the heart people. Because, you know, in our relationships, we always have an opportunity to learn new ways of being in love. And the heart suit teaches us compassion and understanding. It teaches us forgiveness and acceptance. It teaches us the importance of people and the value that they have in our life. Even though diamonds are about values and diamond people always look to someone to see what are they going to bring me, what are they going to give me, it's a real predominant influence over that suit. It's like there's more about this. It's the hearts teach us the value of love and appreciation. Appreciation is a big thing with the heart suit. So, these are the wisdoms and the gifts that this suit brings us. And as we learn them and when we learn them, we transform our selfishness into compassion. People that are born with heart birthdays are more emotionally oriented, and they're more sensitive often. And they like being with other people and family and friends and partners. All people are significant to them. And they possess information, or they process, well, they possess it too. You know, they possess information within their beings all about love, and they process incoming information through their feelings and their emotions. And love and pleasure are absolutely vital to people born in the heart suit. The danger for them is that their emotions can carry them away into drama and they can't find their way out. But they find themselves by looking into other people. That's how they see themselves reflected back. We all see ourselves reflected back that way, but where the clubs and the spades may be more contemplative in that way and the diamonds more action-oriented, the hearts gather people as mirrors. And when that heart energy is balanced in a person, in any of us, whether that's our birth suit or not, it doesn't matter because we all embody all this energy. We all embody the hearts, the clubs, the diamonds, and the spades. And when that energy is balanced, then, you know, we feel beautiful and we feel loving and we feel loved and we want to give from that contentment, from that emotional contentment that we feel in our bellies. And each one of us reach that contentment in different ways. You know, maybe for a heart person, they need a hug. Maybe for a club person, they need to talk. They need to understand, because clubs rule the mental realm, and the club suit teaches us the importance of communication and the importance of acquired knowledge. You know, this suit represents learning and teaching and education and networking and writing and self-expression from the mind. So in relationships, clubs rule our communication. In relationships, hearts rule our compassion, our feelings, our emotions, and our ability to infuse or draw on the wisdom of the heart suit so that our emotional communication is intelligent, right? So in a relationship, the clubs are ruling our communication, and as we cultivate our ability to communicate, then we learn to create understanding of ourselves in relationship, understanding of the other person, the person that we're in relationship with. And this can be a lover, a spouse, a coworker, a friend, a child, a parent. Doesn't matter. Because how we do any relationship is how we're going to do them all. You know? It's like a rule of thumb. How we do anything is how we do everything. So it's through our understanding that we build strong foundations of trust, and we create new behaviors for ourselves if we need them. The awakened mind cultivates the understanding that's learned by the way of the heart and refines its ability to bring that forward through the many forms of our expression. And when we apply the wisdom of the club suit, we turn uncertainty into understanding. Because the only thing that causes us to wobble is fear. You know, when we look, you know, in the Bible it says, fear knocked and faith answered and no one was there. And that's what happens. When we face our fear, there's nothing really there. It's just imagined. It just comes from a lack of understanding. So people born in the club suit, you know, they like to talk. They like to read. They like to talk. They like to gather information. They're mentally curious. They are mental curiosity. And they find their security and stability through communication. To them, you know, thoughts are real things, and they build with them to create conceptual frameworks that they live by. The danger there is becoming trapped by those structures, which can lead to confusion and not knowing how to be free. It's like building yourself into a structure without putting a doorway to get out of. You know, you're in the middle building all around yourself, and then you go, uh-oh, I can't see anymore. I can't get out. What happened? You know, balance club energy. And this is when we get too serious about what we think is right. You know, balance club energy brings forth undeniable clarity and understanding. Undeniable. I was just reading an email of someone saying hello. Hi, BJ. Thank you for listening today. So, diamonds teach us values. There's a quote, and I have this on my website. It's by Wallace D. Wattles, who wrote a book called The Science of Getting Rich, which was published in 1901. And the quote is, "You are to become a creator, not a competitor. You are going to get what you want, but in such a way that when you get it, every other person whom you affect will have more than he has now." I'm going to read that again. "You are to become a creator, not a competitor. You are going to get what you want, but in such a way that when you get it, every other person whom you affect will have more than he has now." I love this quote. And I love this quote because this is exactly what diamonds teach us. They teach us about values and the importance of integrity. And there is a silent understanding in the suit that, you know, as you empower others to become abundant, to be abundant, you know, you are graced with abundance. In a relationship, it's imperative that we stand clearly in our highest values and that we have same values, that we share our values. Because I think that's the power that creates a solid foundation between two people, is when they have the same values. You could have different hobbies, different experiences that you like to have, and different friends, everything. But I think if you don't have the same values, you don't have a real foundation to stand on. And I feel like in relationship, this is what the diamonds really teach us. And it's hard to experience the fullest dimensions of the essence of the heart, which is the heart suit, and the mind, which is the club suit, when we don't meet them in the realm of values. I believe, and I believe this because I learned this from the Seven of Diamonds, that the highest state of awareness is the union of our spiritual and material values. When they're one in the same, when that's realized, then our lives flow with ease because we've gained that wisdom, the wisdom of integrity that tells us our spiritual and material values are one and the same. It's the meeting of heaven and earth. It's the union of heaven and earth. It's the union of the mind and the heart. It's the union of spirit and matter. That opens the door to manifestation. I'm absolutely sure about that. You know, I'm a king of diamonds, so I think about this stuff a lot. And it's been my lesson. Diamonds are here to learn about values, integrity, money. You know, I mean, that's our lesson. And when we're not in alignment with these things, you know, we can make poor choices. It's true for all of us. When we're not in alignment with the wisdom of the suits, and our suit in particular, we make poor choices with how we live. So diamond people are here to learn about these things. And in relationships, diamonds can be a little bit aloof, because they're always looking to see what value someone would bring them. And not that they don't love them for who they are, but there's always an issue of values with diamonds, because that's our thing. It's like the hearts are emotions, the clubs are the mind, and the emotions are either cuckoo or they're clear. The mind is either cuckoo or it's clear. The values are either cuckoo or they're clear, you know. It's the same across the board. The balanced diamond energy, when that energy is balanced, there's understanding of the true meaning of giving and living by example. And the realized diamond knows the value lies in making someone else's life greater in some way. You know, that's why I love that quote so much. And by the way, you can download that book on the internet for free. It's called, again, The Science of Getting Rich. And you'll see that a lot of things that are out there today, like The Secret, came from this book that was written in 1901. So I absolutely recommend it. And my favorite book about this existence is Busting Loose from the Money Game. And I know I've said that before on the show. I really ought to contact the author and see if she wants to come on here, because his perspective is not only amazing, but there's a transference that happens when you read that book that's quite phenomenal. Shifts your whole relationship with money. So then we have, last but not least, our serious and wonderful wise spades, who teach us wisdom through determination and self-mastery. And through that, we learn mindfulness, like the Buddha. This is the final spade of the deck, so it embodies all those other suits. Remember, I said they have an order. And spades represent discipline and mastery and work and labor and health. And in relationship, they represent our determination and commitment to discipline and the attainment of our personal self-mastery. And what I mean by that is mastery over our mind and mastery over our emotions. So, you know, discernment is a key word with the spade suit, I think, because it's by way of our own ability to discern what is ours or what is someone else's in the realm of emotional stuff that helps us develop our wisdom, because it's so easy to project unconsciously our stuff onto somebody else, isn't it? Yes, we've all done it, I'm absolutely sure. If you haven't done that, you're probably not human. The beauty is, you know, when it's, well, it's really about being aware of what's actually from the past and what's actually in the present, and not to bring the past into the present unless it's going to serve the relationship in some way or serve us in some way. And I think the major key in creating a successful relationship has to do with, you know, having clear emotional boundaries, good communication, aligned values, and a giving heart, you know, and there you have it. The spade people, they work hard, they think seriously. They are serious. They're, in a certain way, they're like servants to us, you know, because they hold a space of wisdom. And it took me a long time to resonate with the spade suit, even though I have spades in my life path, to understand it, I guess. And the danger for strong spade energy is that, you know, it can become stuck. And the opportunity is really to be gently disciplined, I think, with wisdom. And that comes from self-awareness, and it leads to joy. So, you know, the roles that the four suits play in our partnerships and relationships, when we understand the energy of these suits and we intentionally apply practicing the higher aspects of these energies in our relationship, then we give our relationships the opportunity to be what they're really meant to be. Everyone in our life is there for a reason. I believe that every relationship we have is destined. Even if I'm passing the homeless man on the street, can I look him in the eye? Can I look him in the eye and love him and say, no, I'm not going to give you money, or yes, I want to give you money? You know, every single person. Or the clerk in the store who having a really bad day, and we think, why are you in this job if you don't like people? But we don't know what happened in that person. But we have the power to bless that person with our love and our compassion, and it could change that person's entire day or life. Who knows? I mean, and it's a moment-by-moment thing, you know? It really is, because we're human. And according to Harvard, we go unconscious every 90 seconds. I think I might go unconscious a little more often. Sometimes I find myself walking around my home going, why am I in this room? So it's really bad when I'm driving the car and wonder, where am I right now, you know? But it usually only happens for a second and not too often. Fortunately, that we do. We go unconscious. And we don't even know where we are anyway. If somebody knows where we are, give me a call right now. Let me know. I know I'm on the planet Earth. I know I'm in the galaxy, the solar system, the galaxy, the universe. But, you know, I could be in somebody's fishbowl on their coffee table for all I know. They could be looking at, you know, I could be the hair on the head of a dog. I don't know. All I know is I have these opportunities to learn what it is to be a human being. And the highest aspect of being a human being is reflected, and I know it's reflected many other places too. I'm not saying this is our only guide in life. We have many of them. But, you know, I know all those qualities are reflected here. And so I have chosen, well, this has chosen me actually, for this to be my teacher. So 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I am, how interesting. So I just did the word human in the cards, both with a capital and a lower H, just to see what it would be. And both are fives. And, you know, five is actually the number that represents the human experience because, you know, and it's a 5-day. Oh, I guess this is where we're going now. So we have five fingers. We have on each hand. And we have five toes on each foot. I really had to think about that for some reason. And five is the number. And then if we stand with our arms and legs out, and we have five points. We have our head. Some are pointed, more pointed than others. And we have our two arms and our legs. So, you know, five represents the human experience, and fives are all about experience. Fives aren't here to accomplish. And that doesn't mean you can't accomplish if you're a five birthday, but you're really here to experience. And through your experiences, you actually act as a change agent. The five energy is there to change our experience, to broaden our experience, to open the horizons to us and, you know, change the way we think about relationship, change the way we think, period. Change our values, change our life. We're here to experience, and when we become stuck, then we, you know, we get in the way of that expansion, the expansion that comes in our perception and our depth and our character from our new experiences. Excuse me, I had to take a sip of tea because my throat is dry. So the card today, interestingly enough, and I'm not surprised we were led in this direction, is the Five of Clubs. And the Five of Clubs is a card of adventure, mental adventure. Clubs rule the mind, right? And the Five of Clubs wants to explore everything. We're talking about, you know, curiosity squared here. Well, it wouldn't be squared. It would mathematically, but not experientially, because this is an energy that's reaching out in all different directions at once. to gather information, to gather new information for the mind, to create new perspectives. That card sits in the Mercury line. Mercury rules the mind and communication. Hello? So this is a card that says, let me present these ideas, and let's explore this and see what's happening. And it takes those ideas and pulls them out of experience and brings them into form somehow, stabilizes them. Now, interestingly, you know, what I wrote for today is, there will be newfound freedom in change and adaptation. It's a good day to work and use the quickness of this fast-moving mental energy toward a goal or a project. It's a good day to travel, although unexpected change could occur. Remember to establish and maintain clear boundaries when interacting with others today. Flexibility is the key word for the day, as change can happen unexpectedly. Which is true. Fives always do that. They shake things up, they break things down, they move it around, you know. And if we're flexible and receptive, then something new always comes from that. By the way, if you're just tuning into the show, you can go on my website, starofthemagi.com. You can look up your birth card. We have other cards, and you can read about that in the section titled The Cards. Click on The Cards, and I show you how the cards correlate with the calendar. And we have a birth card, we have a spirit card, we have a soul card, and we have a planetary ruling card. And I call them the four personal significators. And they are ruling influences in our lives, and the more we understand those different aspects of ourselves, the more empowered we are to express ourselves. So also on my website, you can sign up for the card of the day. And that's a free service that I offer you. I put the card of the day on my website every day. It's also going to start posting on successtelevision.com, which is a website for experts, and I just got hooked up with them, and they're excited about the card. They're going to start putting it on there. Some wonderful people in there. I suggest you go check them out as well. And then we've got gotwebtv.com, where Friday the 21st, we're going to do the Naked Oracle Show. I promise you I will be wearing clothes. We are going to be revealing the Oracle on TV, though. And the people that I'm there with, the hosts, Audrey Philpott and Mark Appleman, are amazing human beings, and I highly recommend that you watch that show on the Internet, because it's going to be very cool. I will put a link up for that. So gotwebtv.com on Friday the 21st. And you could actually go check out, let's see if I have Audrey's website here as well. Well, she has Transformarketing, TransformarketingTRANSFORMARKETING.com. And she also has a blurb about the TV show on there. You'll see that on her site. She's quite an amazing character. She calls herself the Jewish Oprah. She's so fabulous, and so is Mark. They're just both really amazing. So I'm very excited to be doing that with them, and I hope you can join us. Because as here, you can only call in from Canada or somewhere in the United States. On the TV show, you'll be able to call in from anywhere in the world. Now, we haven't had any callers. Either I'm saying things that are really interesting, or nobody's listening. I know people are listening because I'm getting little hello emails. So, where was I, and what time is it? It's 2:41. I do have time for a few calls. If you want to call in, call on in. The number's there on your screen. I don't have it in front of me, as usual. I always forget to do that. But it's there on the website. Call in. Ask me a question. I could very well have an answer. The cards will. And it can be about relationship. You know, someday I want to do a show just on, for parents. And everyone could listen in because we all have relationships with parents. But it's a place that's very near and dear to my heart, and I've mentioned that before, that, you know, sometimes we, like I was talking to someone this morning, I was doing a reading for her, and she has a 16-month-old little boy, and she's Saturn to him, and he's Venus to his daddy, so he loves to play with his daddy, but he's a little stuffy with his mommy. And I was explaining to her how he feels that energy, and yet there were other influences that when they come into play when he gets a little older, they are going to be so close with their communication. It's going to be amazing. So we have a caller. Who's this?
How you doing? My name is Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
All right, you?
I'm great, thanks.
Okay.
Have you listened before?
I might have listened to you one time before.
Do you know about the card system?
Actually, I just went into your website and I checked it out, and my card is a Ten of Hearts, I think.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And what?
Can you tell me a little bit more besides what I've read, maybe?
Excuse me?
Can you give me a little more information besides what
I
have read already?
Tell me exactly when your birthday is.
August 29th.
August 29th. So you're a Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually a Ten of Hearts, Ten of Diamonds. You're a double ten, and you've got a couple of fast-moving aces in your life path as well. So you probably are a pretty dynamic guy, I would think. You know,
mm-hmm.
Ten of Hearts are all about love, and Ten of Diamonds are all about action. So when you put the two together, I mean, you have incredible natural skills as a leader. Are you in a position where you manage or guide or lead other people in some way?
Actually, I'm not, but it seems like that's where I would like to be in.
What is your age?
I'm 39.
39. I bet when you hit 42. I mean, do you have a vision of that in any way? Of being in a position like that?
I do have the vision of doing something like that, but, mm-hmm. you know, the way that, you know, the everything's
See, you have to be careful because there can be a tendency with your cards. You want life to come to you rather than you having to work for it.
It's not so much as that. It's just I don't see, you know, what's going on in the world as far as what I want. It's hard to achieve something, certain things. You know, I'm more realistic as far as, yeah, I want to do this, this, and this, but it seems like it's not so realistic in that sense.
Uh-huh.
I would like to, you know, certain people say, well, you can't think like that, you got to think positive, but in a certain sense, you know, I think we could only achieve so much at a certain point or time or something. I don't know.
And then that will be true, if that's what you think. Let me tell you something about your fabulous self.
Okay.
We have a, you know, these are your birth card and planetary ruling card. So, and it's funny because one of them likes to take things easy and the other one likes to be served. So, and there's nothing wrong with those things. Gratitude, number one, is your secret. Being grateful and working hard are imperative. And you can't, it's easy for you to see that the obstacles, you have to look beyond them. Because there's a card in your face and your life path that makes it appear that there are obstacles in the way. But what that card really invites you to do is to work hard and diligently and to be determined. And so your guiding force is actually your intuition. And the thing that can get in your way is your logic and your reasoning and your rationale.
I can see what you're saying, but the logic of reasoning, you know, is what I'm experiencing every day.
I know, and so I'm saying, yes, you are experiencing.
What I'm going through every day, and what everybody's going through every day,
right?
It's reality. I mean, if someone tells you, well, you know, you're going to be, you know, flying on a space shuttle or something, you know, the. Be logical, you know,
well, that's probably not logical for most of us.
Okay, well,
but manifesting your dreams as a reality is, and we each have our own reality. It's not like we're all plugged into one reality unless we choose to plug in to a collective unconscious that has made a lot of agreements. You are like a nuclear torpedo, okay? Your makeup is so powerful that you could blast yourself right past that if you wanted to. And the way you do that is you open the door to your feeling self and your intuition. That's the secret for you. You get in touch with that part of yourself that isn't logical, that isn't rational, and you allow yourself to open up to that part of you that wants to dream. Because your intuition is who lives inside of you. You have a intuitive, creative genius living inside of you. And like a jack-in-the-box, you put the lid down and say, that's not logical, that's not logical, that's not logical. And you have to stop that. I'm your king, darling. You must listen to me, okay? Just for the moment.
Okay.
And so, I know you don't want to, but that's tough.
Okay.
It's like, you know, you have a intuitive, creative genius. I want you to write that down. I am an intuitive, creative genius. Inside me lives an intuitive, creative genius. You need to get in there and make friends with that part of yourself. Introduce yourself. Hi, I didn't even know you were here. I want to get to know you. I want you to show me how you'd like to live, because those are your spirit cards. And when we live in the energy of our spirit cards, we are happy puppies. We are happy. We are free. But if we aren't allowing that what's inside of us to come out, you know, you got the four spades behind you. Four spades says, life is a struggle, life is serious. Which way is the easy way, which way is the hard way? I'm taking the hard way.
Yeah, I know, but that's what we have.
No, that's what you have, and that's how you're choosing to use it. And what I'm telling you is you don't have to.
Okay,
and
so, besides me hitting the lottery, I don't think it's...
Excuse me?
I'm going to get there.
What did I just tell you? You're
not listening.
I know,
you got to have that certain mindset, but...
No. Joe?
I can't picture... I mean, yeah, you could try all you want. I could... You know, as far as like me going to work, I could.
Okay, everybody, this is the Four of Spades. I want you to pay close attention. Okay, so Joe, I just told you what the secret is for you, and you're arguing with me about it.
I know that the reason why I'm saying that is because it's not realistic.
That's because you're not making it real. I mean, do you want to go walk on Mars or something? Is your dream
Do I want to walk on Mars? Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah, why not? Is
but
it realistic?
Is that the dream?
Am I going to do it? Most likely not, unless...
But is that the dream for your life that you have?
I don't know if that's my dream, but...
There's many things I would like to do
that most likely I'm not going to be able to do. And that's...
Okay, but
I can
who
live
did
with
I
it,
tell
but...
you are inside?
Excuse me?
Who did I tell you that you are inside?
An intuitive person, smart, or, you know...
No, you didn't write it down, did you?
No, I didn't. But, I don't know, it just seems like, I'm more of like, I know where you're coming from, but I don't know, it's just...
No, you don't.
No.
No. Because you're not hearing what I'm saying. And it's about You don't know where anybody's coming from. Let me make this perfectly clear. None of us know where anybody's coming from. We are not capable of knowing that. We are each an amazing creation unto ourselves, okay? And we are the only ones that can explore and discover where we're coming from. And what I'm telling you is that you have a deeper, more magical place that you could be tapping into and coming from that would set you free and make you happy. And you're arguing with me about that.
Well, I can't be happy. It's not like I'm sometimes happy and sometimes not, just like mostly anybody else. I don't know. It depends on the situation of the moment, you know. Will I be happy all the time? I doubt it, you know. Is everybody happy all the time? I don't know.
This is not the point. We're not talking about everybody.
Okay.
And we're not talking about you being happy all the time.
Okay.
We're talking about, let me use a different word than happy. Let me use the word fulfilled.
Okay.
I think that's probably more appropriate.
Okay.
Because evidently you're not. And that's understandable because you're not giving yourself permission to tap into who you are on the inside. You're very much being motivated from something from the past. And I'm telling you, and this is why you called me, do you have a pen?
Yes.
Will you please write this down?
Sure.
Before I climb through the wire?
Sure. Okay.
With my sword. Write down, I am an intuitive, creative genius. I give myself permission to be intuitive and explore my creative genius. Everybody write this down. So, you know, we all want to argue with that part of ourselves because it takes work to trust. Those cards inside of there that you have, that queen and jack of clubs, that are the inner being that you are, you know, it's like they bring your challenges. And it's all that mental energy that tells you, you have to be rational, because the club suit rules the mind, right? So that energy is telling you, you have to be rational, you have to be, you know, realistic, blah, blah, blah. But the opportunity, when you look that in face and say, there's got to be something more, is that the intuitive, creative aspects of those cards are absolutely unsurpassed in the deck. They are brilliant, they are amazing, and that's where your freedom lies. Now, I have about 20 seconds and I have to get off the air.
Okay.
But I hope you will read that to yourself and write it down every day and really give yourself permission. And go on my website or buy my book and read about, you know, the Queen of Clubs and the Jack of Clubs. Because that's who you are on the inside, okay?
Okay.
And read about the Queen of Spades, because she's your soul card, and she'll lead you. She will lead you.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
So, everybody, it's time to go. I want to thank Joe for calling in, and I want, because we all have those kinds of conversations with ourselves, don't we? And I want to thank BBS Radio and Don. I love you, and you're fabulous. And I want to thank you all for listening. I love you all, and I look forward to being with you here next week. Okay, so everybody have a wonderful week, and take very good care of yourself and everyone else you come into contact with, okay? Aloha.